Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, May 22nd, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Rausch. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, the number two paper machine at West Rock's Panama City, Florida paper mill has made its last reel of paper. Also making headlines, Canfor's Taylor Pulp Mill, it's the curtailment is likely to persist into the fall. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failurepreventionprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline, Panama City, Florida. The number two paper machine at West Rock's Panama City mill has made its last reel of paper. It's been almost a month and a half since West Rock made the announcement to close the Panama City paper mill. Some say they never expected the day to come when the Panama City paper mill would close its doors for good. Quote, "It's hard to see it in terms of the mill shutting down. I always figured it was going to be here for 300 plus years," said Springfield local Sawyer Barrier. Just like many in the area, Barrier said he has close family ties to the mill. He says, quote, "My dad worked here for 30 plus years. It's raised me, my older brother, and my sister," said Barrier. Barrier's dad had worked at the mill for 39 years, to be exact, and this past week was one more reminder that it's coming to an end. Barrier's friend, who wanted to remain anonymous, said the number one paper machine will be running until approximately June 1st. West Rock said the mill will permanently cease operations by June 6th, leaving about 450 employees without a job. Day Feline Taylor, British Columbia. Canned Ford Taylor pulp mill curtailment likely to persist into the fall. A supply chain backlog and rail car shortage will continue to trouble the Taylor mill through the summer and likely into the fall. Canfor says the pulp mill's curtailment will continue for an extended period of time after cutting production in February due to transportation shortages as the finished inventories reached capacity. Workers and local officials were told this past Friday, and Canfor says about 80 employees are affected. A small crew of 20 is being kept to facilitate shipments as they receive rail cars, the company says. Quote, the global supply chain crisis is continuing to significantly impact rail traffic to our Taylor facility, and we have only been able to ship a limited amount of product, the company said in a statement, continuing, unfortunately, we expect the supply chain backlog will persist through the summer and likely into the fall. The mill was curtailed for a quote-unquote minimum 6 weeks in February, and another 6 weeks extension was announced at the end of March. The mill was also curtailed in December because of shipping interruptions brought on by severe flooding in the lower mainland this past November.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dayline Prattville, Alabama. Fire at International Paper Mill in Prattville, Alabama, under investigation. A fire broke out in a section of the International Paper Mill in Prattville on May 16th, which caused an evacuation of personnel, and it's still under investigation. Donna Jackson, IP Regional Communications Manager, explained the situation. She said, this afternoon, we detected a fire in our powerhouse area of the mill. We have trained emergency response team members that responded to the fire, she said. Jackson said that the Prattville Fire Department assisted and everyone in the area was evacuated and there were no injuries reported from the fire. Donna says, quote, we appreciate the Prattville Fire Department for coming to help us out. They came as a backup as well as our emergency management agency, so we appreciate the help that they provided, end of quote. The manager said that currently the fire is under investigation and she doesn't know how it started or the extent of the damage. If there is further information about the fire, how it began, or any damage or reported injuries, that information may become available at a later date, Donna said.
And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers, it just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Popritala Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
Dayline, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Fire crews called to West Rock Packaging in Cedar Rapids. Fire crews in Cedar Rapids fought a mechanical fire at West Rock Packaging on May 16th. Workers had to be evacuated from the building, but workers were back to work following the incident. No one was injured. Crews found a fire in a compacting machine there and were able to get it under control in less than an hour. Dateline Ignace, Ontario. Fire causes major damage at Resolute Sawmill in Ignace. Fire has caused significant damage at the Resolute Forest Products Sawmill at Ignace, but operations are expected to continue with some adjustments required. The blaze broke out Sunday morning, May 15th, in a kiln and then spread to a second kiln. Ignace Mayor Penny Lucas says both kilns were destroyed. Lucas describes that as a huge loss, but she's grateful the company plans to keep operating the mill and will retain the existing workforce. Resolute spokesperson Louis Bouchard confirmed that the company intends to send lumber from Ignace to its mill in Acaton to be dried. The Ignace mill employs about 42 people directly. Bouchard says the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Dateline New York. Lindsay Goldberg completes sale of Pixel Specialty Solutions. HIG Capital, a leading global alternative investment firm with over $49 billion of equity under its management, is pleased to announce that one of its affiliates has completed the acquisition of Pixel Specialty Solutions Holdings, LLC. Located in headquartered in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania, Pixel is a leading provider of fiber-based specialty solutions in North America. Pixel owns and operates four industry-leading specialty paper mills located in Chillicothe, Ohio, Jay, Maine, Spring Grove, Pennsylvania, and Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Collectively, the mills operate 11 paper machines and produce more than 1 million tons of paper annually. Timothy Hess, Pixel's chief executive officer, says this, quote, "Pixel has developed a broad, innovative portfolio of industry-leading brands across the specialty papers and sustainable packaging markets. In under 4 years, we have transformed Pixel into a leading specialty-focused paper producer in North America through three strategic acquisitions and successful implementation of a continuous improvement program. We are proud of our accomplishments and look forward to our next chapter with HIG Capital." Dateline Memphis, Tennessee. Sylvamo to exit Russia. U.S.-based Sylvamo Corporation has made the decision to exit Russia. Quote, "We will do so in an orderly manner and are conducting a process to sell our Russian business. We are working to reach an agreement and plan to complete this process promptly, including obtaining approval from our board as well as the required government approvals to execute a transaction," the company said in a press release. Sylvamo owns the Svetogorsk pulp and paper mill in the Leningrad region of Russia. The Svetogorsk mill employs more than 1,700 folks and produces printing papers, liquid packaging board, and innovative VCT-MP. The mill is also the main supplier of water and electricity for the city of Svetogorsk. In 2021, Russian operations accounted for approximately 15% of Sylvamo's total revenue. Now, in the beginning of March, Sylvamo suspended its operations in Russia. On March 2nd, Sylvamo also announced that the Svetogorsk pulp and paper mill may reduce its output or temporarily suspend production due to a shortage of raw material. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paperitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paperitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back in now, back to the news. Dateline, Seattle, Washington. Weyerhaeuser completes acquisition of timberlands in North and South Carolina. Weyerhaeuser Company announced the completion of its acquisition of 80,800 acres of high-quality timberlands in North and South Carolina from a fund managed by Campbell Global for approximately $265 million. The transaction was announced in April of 2022. With the acquisition, Weyerhaeuser now owns and manages more than 900,000 acres of timberlands in the Carolinas, and the company also operates 4 mills, a distribution center, and a tree nursery, and hosts multiple mitigation banks and real estate development projects, employing more than 700 folks between the two states. Dateline Canada, Mirex Group to acquire Interfor's Avalon Dryland Sort in Port Mellon, Canada. Mirex Group has reached an agreement to acquire Interfor Corporation's Avalon Dryland Log Sort assets located in Port Mellon, British Columbia, Canada, and will operate through a wholly owned affiliated company, Avalon Log Sort Incorporated. And in pursuant to the agreement, Mirex Group will acquire all real property assets of Avalon and will retain all employees. That's good news. Avalon is situated on an approximately 14 acres of fully paved waterfront land in Port Mellon, British Columbia, which includes approximately 55 acres of foreshore leases for log handling, booming, and tie-ups. The acquisition of Avalon would provide another asset that would enable the Mirex Group to fulfill its goals of becoming a more vertically integrated forest company. Avalon will be operated as a fully custom dryland log sort and will welcome volume from other timber companies and brokers, as well as Mirex's own volume for its sawmill division on the Sunshine Coast. Having already established operations on the Sunshine Coast, that sounds so nice, this purchase will complement Mirex's recent acquisition of forested waterfront and booming grounds at Gambier Island adjacent to Avalon. The completion of the transaction is subject to customary conditions, and it's expected to close in the beginning of the third quarter of 2022. The Mirex Group is a privately owned family-based company founded in 1997 and has grown to over 500 employees throughout British Columbia. Dateline Hartsville, South Carolina. Kellogg's, Sustana, and Sunoco partnered to prove recyclability of paper containers. Sunoco, one of the leading global sustainable packaging companies, announced favorable results from a recent study by trial with Sustana in collaboration with Kellogg's, providing new opportunities to recycle paper containers. Here comes a quote, "Part of creating packaging that's a sustainability success involves making sure its materials are made of and made and sourced responsibly. Sunoco's paper containers are made with 100% recycled fiber paperboard, of which 85% is post-consumer recycled content," said Michael Pratt, Senior Sustainability Specialist at Sunoco. Through three third-party sortation trials, Sunoco confirmed that the paper containers with steel bottoms can be recycled in the steel stream. The next step was to further increase the recyclability of paper containers in the paper stream. There was already proven success in producing 100% recycled paperboard with up to 85% post-consumer fiber from bales of mixed paper at all Sunoco U.S. paper mills, but it was still unknown if paper containers could be recycled further. By partnering with Sustana, the leading manufacturer of sustainably produced premium recycled fiber and paper, Sunoco validated the idea that paper containers could be processed in the paper stream and made into reusable materials. This Sustana trial confirmed that through the pulping process, the fiber components separate from non-fiber components. The remaining fiber can be made into usable paperboard for new projects, thus creating a circular economy journey. Congratulations, folks. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.